One day I'll teach you how to make a chocolate cake using Coca-Cola and Oreo cookies.
You already did.
Did I teach that when I first came back?
We made a video of it, too.
We did?
Yeah, we made. You didn't just teach us. You showed us.
We did it?
We had cake, yeah.
How good was it?
It was all right. You made it with grape soda, right?
Grape soda, yeah.
You don't, Coke. You don't remember doing that with us?
No, when did we do that?
We literally went into the kitchen of WFAN.
Yep. Yeah.
We filmed it.
Yeah.
It's out there in the social media world.
That. Yep.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's grape soda and cookies. And you crush the cookies up, grape soda, microwave.
Wait, Craig, it's one thing to forget about stories you've told us. It's another thing to forget about an activity we all did together.
And you put a little mayonnaise in there, too, because it's just oil and eggs.
Yeah, no, we remember.
We did all that?
Yeah, we did that.
And who ate it?
I think we all did.
We did? Delicious, yeah? It's like a fudgy cake.
Even CeeLo took part. That's how long back this was.
Wow, the good old days. The good old days of the show. Yeah. Am I working tomorrow? I don't know. Show up. Okay, I'll be there.
I can't believe you don't remember that.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Did you read like an excerpt of my book or something?
No.
No? No. You overheard me talking about it?
Yes.
Is that? Yeah. Anyway, take a can of Welch's grape soda, crush up a bunch of Oreo cookies, put a little mayonnaise in it, mix it up like a batter. Microwave it. Best chocolate cake you'll ever eat.
It's not the best chocolate cake you would eat. That part's not true. But here's what I would give you. I'm going to give you a compliment. It's pretty good. Considering
what it is,
the actions and what it is, it's not bad. But let's not go nuts and say it's the greatest chocolate cake you'll ever have. I mean, come on.
Have you ever made a better one?
Have I ever made a better one?
Yeah.
I'm not making chocolate cake.
Have you ever? And just answer the question. Have you ever made a better one?
No.
Thank you. So in your life, all 38 years, the greatest chocolate cake you ever made was the one I taught you, apparently, with Welch's grape soda, crushed up Oreo cookies, and mayonnaise.
Yeah, it finished thank one you. Of one.
Again, don't minimize the fact that it's
not
a winner. Big winner.
It's also technically the worst chocolate cake I've ever made, if you want to play that game.
I'm sure you had a holly in the oven when you were a child, and you probably made a lousy cake with your sister one day back in 1993 or something like that while watching a Met, DVD.
Well, that was a rough year. 1993?
Yeah.
103 losses that year,
bro. There you go. Right,
worst,
who
team,
know that?
Worst team money could buy.
Here's Tim and Parsippany, and then I got the Nabisco person on the line. Timmy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Evan, I saw the video of your hit in that baseball game.
Yeah.
And first of all, the guy that took the video did you no favors by panning over to the pitcher right away, so it took you 5 seconds to get back into frame. Why does your run to first base look like Babe Ruth's home run trot from 1930?
I'm so glad you said that, because I was honoring Babe Ruth. He is the one person that acknowledged what I was doing. I was paying tribute to the greatest baseball player of all time by running to first base like George Herman Ruth. Thank you, sir, for finally bringing it up.
Took a while. Would you tell one of your friends to call so you can now make a comparison to your game and Babe Ruth?
That's right. I'm a lefty just like him, too.
Oh, yeah, sure. So is Tom Brady, by the way.
Yeah.
When you saw highlights of Tom Brady raking balls out to right field as a lefty.
Let's take a deep breath about raking.
Raking.
Okay.
With Gronk out there fielding.
I saw a couple of bloopers to center field. I don't know what you saw.
I know what I didn't see.
What didn't you see?
I didn't see a guy who whiffed. And then looked into the camera, a little late. And then hit a slow, weak ground ball to short and get thrown out by 10 feet.
You know what's funny?
I didn't see that.
I thought you were a positive guy.
I am Mr. Positivity.
If you're being positive, you'd say, you were in the hole in the count, and you choked up, and you battled, and you put the ball in play like Tony Gwynn would have done.
Is that right?
And then you hustled to first base. In fact,
that was hustling?
I have a question for you.
That seemed more like a slow walk in Central Park.
I have a question.
Yeah, feel
free. Yesterday, you took that video, which is fine, and you sent it to numerous general managers around New York sports.
And others, and former players.
Now, I'd like to hear, were there any responses?
There were a couple.
Yeah.
There were a couple.
Who responded out of curiosity?
Joe Douglas responded.
My general manager, the general manager of the New York Jets, who has clearly won the offseason, doesn't mean anything, but sure, has won the offseason, and he is a finalist for the Pulse of the People Award.
He is a finalist for the Pulse of the People Award. Fingers crossed he comes to the award ceremony.
So what did my general manager have to say?
He wrote back with two words.
Go ahead.
Tremendous effort.
Thank you, sir.
That makes me worry about the draft class.
Thank
that the New
you,
York Jets
sir.
Just got.
Joe Douglas yeah. recognized the effort.
He did write tremendous
thank,
effort.
Thank you, Mr. Douglas.
That's what he wrote.
You're my guy.
Jim Leyritz checked in. Without Brett Gardner's speed, he's never getting on base with that swing.
Well, that's fair. My swing was very similar to Brett Gardner.
So there you go.
Would you agree with that? A little slap?
No! It wasn't similar to anyone who's ever played baseball at any level.
You don't think that was...
Jets T-ball swing is better.
It is.
Yeah.
You didn't think that was Gardner-like? A little slap to shortstop?
No! I don't. I really, really don't. I'm sorry that I don't, but I don't. All right?
I'm just happy Joe Douglas recognized my effort, because that shouldn't be forgotten. I'm hustling to first base. I'm 38 years old. I could have just said, ground ball to short, I'm done. I could have walked off the field. But, Craig, instead, I smelled a hit. I tasted that hit.
No, you couldn't have.
And
was that the first time you made contact all year?
No, I
bunted. You thought there was the possibility?
I had bunted a bat earlier.
Yeah, you love
laid down a little bunt.
And for a guy with no wheels, why would you bunt?
Sacrifice. Move the guy to second.
All right, Connor's in Long Island. Connor, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Doing good. Now, your dad works for Nabisco?
That is correct. Yes, he does. What are you guys looking for?
Have you asked your dad about this limited edition Ritz cracker Oreo cookie combination?
No.
See?
So I missed your first part of your conversation. So you're looking for this specific product?
Yes, it is a. It comes out on Thursday this week, May 26th, and there's only 1,000 of them, and we need to get a box. How do you make that happen?
I could try my best, I guess. It's
well,
really
listen. Try.
Go ahead.
You're gonna try?
I mean, dude, you just said there were 1,000.
Yeah.
That doesn't really sound.
Your dad's the regional manager.
Oh, my goodness.
Your dad's got a box of these on his desk right now.
All right. I mean, I see you and I raise you another. Here, I'll do my best to get it. But you both on air have to say, I love the New England Patriots.
No.
Excuse me?
That's a quid pro quo. This is your dad is the regional manager for Nabisco.
Now, Connor, I want you to know something. Craig Carton will sell out in a half a second for these cookies, okay? You're going to get that from him. He will. He can deny it now. He will. But I'm sorry. I will never, under any circumstances, say those words. So, Craig, enjoy the cookies,
well,
pal.
Well, hold on a second. Here's what's interesting about that.
What?
Let's say I do say it.
You will.
Yeah. And let's say that Connor's dad can get me a box.
Yeah.
I like that dynamic a lot, actually.
I'm sure you do.
I'm over here eating the specialty cookie. You're over there
but Craig,
not eating
here's
it.
Here's the bad news for you. I wouldn't want those blood cookies, okay? Because I would never sell my soul in that kind of dirty way just to get the cheap thrill of a couple of cookies.
All right, Connor, here's what we're going to do.
Can't do it.
If we put you on hold, can you get in touch with your pops and just get a sense of whether or not he's even capable of getting us a box?
Yeah, I can.
Connor, one quick thing before you do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think
Go ahead.
Craig needs to show you that he's a man of good faith, and I think right now in this moment, he needs to utter those words.
No, I don't know. Once we find out that it's accessible, I will come back around, and I'm in.
I think you should have to do it now.
Not a problem. No,
show a sign of good
faith. Here's the thing. The sign of good faith is that I'm acknowledging I'll do it, but I'm not going to do it until I know the cookies have been acquired. That's fair.
That's fair.
Right? All right, so hold on one sec. Let's get your dad on the line, and let's find out from your dad. Tommy, Connor's going to give you his dad's phone number. All right, get him on the horn right away. Hold on, Connor.
Very soft on Connor's part. He should have held your feet to the fire. I know I would have.
But
no.
Why would I do it until I know he's got
the
cookies?
Because he's got all the power right now. All he had to say was, okay, fine, I got to go. You're not going to say it? See you later.
But no, here's the deal.
Should have used his power against you. He failed.
I'm acknowledging I'm willing to say it.
Yeah, but he should make you do it now.
He's got to take me at my word. Yeah. I will say it for an exclusive box. There's only 1,000.
I want Joe Douglas to know. I want Zach Wilson to know how cheap you are to sell your soul for a cookie.
What's that, babe?
You're going to sell your soul for a cookie.
No, babe, I'm not.
Why do you keep calling me babe?
Because you said you're the Babe Ruth of the fan softball league.
I know where this is going.
That doesn't make me racist, does it? I knew I said
that. I want to make sure that doesn't set me up, Herman. Okay, George?
No one calls me Herman. My friends call me George.
Yeah, Herman. There you go. Thank God you picked Babe Ruth. Right? I mean, thank God you picked Babe Ruth. Yeah, you got lucky on that one. Mm. Yeah, so get his dad on the phone, and let's just find out what's going on.
Are you that desperate?
Regional manager Nabisco.
No, I get that.
That guy should be knee-deep in Oreos.
Listen, fellow Jet fan.
Yes.
You really that easy?
What does that mean?
You're that easy?
I'm not a whore easy.
No, you are a whore
okay,
that
perhaps
easy.
Perhaps I am.
You just said simply, I'm going to just say that you love a team that I know you don't love.
Evan.
Just for a cookie? You sell yourself out that easily?
It's a Ritz peanut butter cracker with the Oreo cookie. Do you understand?
Do you remember what Bill Belichick did to you?
There's only 1,000 of them.
Do you remember what Bill did to you?
Yes, he did.
He forgot you existed.
He pretended like we weren't best friends in Cleveland for a year, which we very much were. We were. He introduced me once, as you know now famously, as his offensive coordinator of the Todd Philcox-led Cleveland Browns. That's right. He did it. That's right. And then he went to New England, won a Super Bowl, and forgot my name.
Yeah. Now you love him.
I don't love
it. For a cookie.
It's a cookie.
For a cookie.
It's a cookie. Ugh. But it's a special cookie. It's a one-of-a-kind cookie.
Look, I love the cookie, too, but not at that cost.
Did we get the guy's name or no? Are we all good with that, Tom, or no? Just tell me what's... Let's give away the Aggie tickets, and you'll tell me what's going on with that.
Oh, we've got a pair of field-level tickets. The New York Yankees against the Angels of Anaheim at Yankee Stadium on Tuesday, May 31st. We will take caller number 4 at 866-540-WFAN for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office plus.
What happened when Connor, did he give you his dad's phone number just so I know what's going on? I like to be up to date on these things.
Yeah, no problem. He's going to speak to his dad, and then he's going to let me know what's going on.
No.
Yes, yes. We're going to have an ounce of shame here. I do have his dad's number. He's just going to call his dad to be like, hey, this guy's going to call you from a radio station. Just answer.
So, when are we calling Connor back to then connect with his dad?
We were going to do everything we can, Craig, to get you free stuff. I'm going to take the winner down now.
It's not about...
And then I'm going to get...
We're not looking for free stuff.
Well, yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
we're looking for a specialty box...
For free.
...of Oreos. I'll pay for the box. I don't care.
I think it's a $4 shipping, so we'll have Evan pay for that.
Not a problem. But we're not looking for something for free. We want something that's special.
I will pay for nothing in regards to loving the New England Patriots.
Oh, that's true. You have to say that.
I am done.
So then there's no deal if you don't say that, though.
Just call us down.
No, I am. I got to take
saying that. Are you new around here? I'm not saying anything.
Well, then
Craig is saying it. Craig is getting the cookies. I will not have a cookie. And quite frankly, I don't want a cookie. Not for that.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You're dying to have
Teddy Bruschi's not making me eat a cookie. Richard Seymour is not making me eat a cookie. None of those clowns are making me eat a cookie.
You want that cookie.
Danny Woodhead is not making me eat a cookie.
You need that cookie. What about Curtis Martin?
That's different. Curtis's time.
Curtis Martin
England.
Can make you eat a cookie?
Well, first of all, Curtis Martin.
Just, how about Darrell Revis?
He
won a Super Bowl there.
Darrell Revis for that short period of time is not making me eat a cookie.
Darrell Revis came in right now with a box and said, Evan, would you like an autograph box of these specialty cookies?
And he's
on Darrell Revis.
And he's wearing a Patriot jersey?
No. He's wearing street clothes. Like most people.
Listen. I still think of Darrell as a Jet.
So,
if you're bringing him up in the context of being on a championship Patriot team,
no.
I don't want anything to do with him.
You can make the context wherever you want it to be.
Well, my context is he's a Jet.
All right, so there you go.
I'm fine with Darrell.
So Darrell Revis brings you a box for the cookies. You're good with that?
Yes.
He left us to win a Super Bowl.
No.
And then he came back to steal our money.
Let me correct you.
Go ahead.
The Jets got rid of him.
Come on.
And they sent him to Tampa. Like, they didn't...
For a minute.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I blame the Jets more than I blame Darrell. Sorry.
Darrell Revis held out every camp he was a Jet.
Whatever, man.
So you'll take the box of cookies from him.
Woody Johnson and the Jets more than I blame Darrell. But that's irrelevant.
Okay.
And Curtis Barnes is a terrible example because he was a Patriot long before they were the
Patriots.
So
Darrell Revis says, Evan, just tell me you love the Patriots.
No.
And here's a box of cookies.
No shot.
That I'll sign for you.
No.
Hey, Evan, Darrell loves you.
No.
Huh?
Absolutely not. Deal breaker.
You just said yes to Darrell Revis.
No, you said it in the context of just Darrell Revis walked in with the cookies. Not Darrell Revis is telling me I've got to explain my love for a team I hate.
Darrell, I accept the fact that you won a Super Bowl with the Patriots. I'm good with it.
No.
That's all you have to say to him.
No.
And then you get the box of cookies.
I'm done with no cookies.
Boy, I'm eating these cookies by myself.
You are, because I have principles and you don't.
No, no, I have principles. They're just different than yours.
Very different.
Yeah. Like, just words.
Yeah, but those are words that you have to live with forever. Like, when the Jets are playing the Patriots this upcoming season, do you want Big Mac playing those clips over and over again? Would that bother you just a tiny bit? Like a schmidge? Like a little tiny itsy bitsy?
Yes, it probably would. But, you know, you have gone above and beyond before when it served you well.
What do you mean by that?
I think you know exactly what I mean by that.
I don't know what you mean.
There are words you've uttered on this show that go against your fandom that I could probably play now.
Mets fans for Yankees.
What was that, Evan?
Yeah, with my fandom.
Whatever, you came up with a reason to do it.
I was rooting for the Yankees because they were playing the Braves.
You came up with a reason.
Because they were helping the Mets.
Okay, so you had a reason. I've got a reason.
I'm a Mets fan for Yankees.
If
the New England Patriots are playing the Buffalo Bills and it helps the Jets with the AFC East, then I would utter those words. I promise you. But right now, in the middle of May, I am.
You're not going to say I'm a Patriots fan.
No.
No?
And you would.
But the point is,
what is that
you were willing
about
to say go Yankees,
because they were playing the Braves.
So my only point is, there's a situation that presented itself where you were willing to say what you said.
Correct.
So how is this any different? There's a situation, very unique.
Here's why.
A special box of cookies.
I get you.
That there's only 1,000 of.
I get you.
That if I say these words, I get.
You're a very worthy debater. I must hand this to you. But let me explain an answer on that. Because your reasoning for doing it is purely selfish.
And yours isn't?
No, mine was helping the team that I love.
For your selfish fandom.
The Jets.
Very selfish.
For them, for the teams we root for, or some of us root for, I'm willing to root for a rival to help me.
Yes.
You're willing
to say
this.
That's not being selfish?
No, no. That's different than you being willing to say it because you want to fatten up your stomach, you big, selfish, fat man.
Words of a feather flock together. It's the same thing.
Different. I'm a Mets fan for Yankees.
Very different. And you even said it with the E's.
I needed them to beat the Braves that day.
E's.
Or the Phillies. I forget which team.
E's.
One of them.
You were all in on that.
E's.
Yankees.
E's.
E's.
I was.
E's.
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 I'm not doing it again.
The Yankees are playing the Orioles tonight. There's no ease tonight.
Yeah, so I'll tell you something right now. Montgomery's pitching tonight against Zimmerman. Oh, boy. This better not be 2-1 after 7. I'll tell you
that
right
now. Well, the Yankees' track record of scoring for Jordan Montgomery tells you a story, doesn't it?
It better not be 2-1 after 7 or something like that. Here's Bob in Jersey on the fan. Bobby, what's up? Hello?
Hi.
Hey,
hello, Bob. Craig.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Craig.
Hi.
Just about the Fribble, I just wanted to let you know that it was never made with ice cream.
Yeah, it was in 1985.
I believe milkshakes were with ice cream, and the Fribble was made with ice milk.
No, there was a big container that had maybe it's ice milk in it. That's possible. I mean, we just leaned the frap can up against it. The milk product came out, but it was a couple scoops of strawberry ice cream, 100%.
It was I'm talking about many, many years ago when I worked there, and it was containers of ice milk, a flavorless ice milk that you scooped out and added the flavor.
Oh, that's different then, because when I was at the Waikigil area of New Rochelle, 1985, I was 16 years old, and I was the ice cream guy, the ice cream scooper. And when we made the Fribble, it was either the red or the green scoop. I assume you remember that, right?
Yep.
Yep, and like I said, a couple scoops of strawberry ice cream. It may have been ice milk, I won't deny that, but it was definitely strawberry ice cream and the strawberry syrup on top.
Okay, from what I remember, it was only ice cream was put in the milkshake.
Yeah, so but what made your Fribble thick?
Ice milk. It was you scooped it.
Oh yeah, we didn't have that.
Okay. Maybe that was just
What year were you scooping at Friendly's?
Mid-70s.
Yeah, so you got me by a decade, so maybe it evolved even from then. That's possible.
Okay,
could
be wrong.
Hey, did you love the watermelon roll, or is that not your kind of thing?
I don't even recall that.
You don't remember the watermelon roll?
What's a watermelon roll?
Dude, so your Friendly's, thank you, Bobby. Friendly's was famous for their bricks, right, of ice cream that you get.
Yeah, no, I remember.
You buy
that.
The brick and go home with the brick, right? So one of the flavors was there was watermelon roll. So it was colored like a watermelon, the green rind, the red, and chocolate chips were the pits. And it came in like the shape of a watermelon, like a quartered watermelon.
I think I remember that now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome.
I don't think I ever had it, but I think
it was sherbet, actually.
Yeah.
But it looked like if you quartered a watermelon.
What was the one that looked like a man and they used the cone as a hat? What was that thing called?
Well, they would take, you could use chocolate chips or Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, but what was it called? It had a name.
I don't remember.
Mr. Ice Cream or something?
I don't remember that, but I know you're talking about they put the cone upside down.
Yeah.
They put two eyes and a nose.
Yes.
I don't remember the name of that.
I used to have that as a kid, too.
Yeah.
I've been told
you were a chubby little kid, weren't you?
Was I? I've been told there is a Friendly's close to DJ, so I'm in. Friday night after the show, I'm going to Friendly's, baby. I wonder if they still serve the Munchie Mania. Do you remember the Munchie Mania?
Conehead?
Yeah, that was it, Mr. Conehead or something.
Mr. Conehead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna get that though. I'm gonna get the Reese's Pieces. Going nuts.
You gotta go. Well, I assume they still have it.
They have to have it.
Right?
How could they not have it?
Maybe they lost their deal with Reese's. I don't know.
Oh man.
Now, would you go with the sundae, or are you going with, like, the cake? What are you going with?
Sundae.
You're going straight sundae, huh?
Straight up sundae, man.
Yeah, I wonder why Friendly's fell in such tough times. You know, like, Carvel does well still, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ice cream shops do well, I think.
I would think so. People still love ice cream.
Maybe it's because it was the whole restaurant part of it didn't do well.
Yeah, maybe people didn't like the Munchie Mania that I used to love.
Maybe if they just concentrated on the ice cream alone, they'd still be doing great.
They should have made it a specialty.
Well, it kind of was a specialty.
It wasn't,
right?
Though, because people were still mostly going in to have meals, right?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Don't you think?
I don't know what percentage did.
I just remember back in the day, like, there'd be a line. People would go in, they'd sit down, they'd eat.
Wasn't the Munchie Mania like you got to pick all your appetizers or something?
No, it was quesadillas.
It wasn't a combination?
Yes, it was. Mozzarella. Yeah, I'm trying to remember because
it was like
it's been a while.
Three or four appetizers.
I'm telling you, I think it was quesadillas, mozzarella sticks, chicken fingers. It was a mess.
But you got to pick. I don't remember. Only three, right?
I think there were three appetizers
together.
I thought
here's seven, pick three. No, that kind of thing.
You know what? Maybe there was, and I just kept picking the same three. It's possible. I'm telling you, about 20 years ago, it's been a long time, I used to go to Friendly's weekly.
Friendly's was the bomb, man.
Oh, man. Munchie Mania, the ice cream was fantastic.
I don't know why they ruined it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think they did. I think they may have ruined it.
I don't get it.
But you don't remember the watermelon roll.
I vaguely remember, but I never got it.
And then,
I think I remember seeing it on display.
I think, if I remember correctly, they also did, I think Boomer's favorite flavor at Friendly's was, it was kind of like it was like purple. Gosh. What the heck was it? What was it? It was like he was like the only guy in America that liked this particular flavor of ice cream. Oh, shoot. I'm not going to remember.
Well, this is very, very creative. You don't know about this. We have an insider's game on Twitter where people guess your first mention of Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, I know you told me.
No one predicted it, that the first mention of Boomer would be his favorite obscure ice cream flavor.
It was, though.
This is a winner,
crazy.
Folks.
Is it rum raisin? He seems
not rum raisin. Although he is like a rum raisin kind of guy. You know, it's so stupid. Black raspberry. Yeah, yeah. Why would I not remember Black Raspberry? Yeah, Black Raspberry. Hmm. That was his thing. You're like a hunk of chunk of peanut butter fudge type of guy.
I like peanut butter or I like mint chip. Those are my favorite ice creams. Yeah. Give me heavy on the peanut butter or completely separate mint chip. By the way, a couple weeks ago, Rosie Von Drew Vos, whatever his name is.
Vincent Von Vincent.
Yeah. Got us ice cream.
Yeah.
He got us mint chip.
From Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I just finished the pint yesterday.
It was a quart.
So I'm ready for... Oh, quart?
Yeah.
I'm ready for another quart.
You're so buying this time?
Yeah, it's on me.
Yeah, but he's not in. Is he in today?
Where's Vincent Von Vincent today?
He's in today. He'll be in today.
So, Tommy, call Vincent Von Vincent. Tell him we need two more quarts ice cream.
On me. Let's go. Actually, only for me and him. I'm not buying you. Not happy with you today.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm not getting you the ice cream today.
Well, I bought you the ice cream last time.
No, I know. And you also bought me an Italian sub
and
today.
I
appreciate
that. Faico's Italian sub today.
You're not.
Because I'm good like that.
Not well behaved today. So today you're going to take a little time
you're
out.
You upset with me because of the David Wright thing?
I'm upset with
or the. Or because of the New England Patriot thing?
Patriot thing, David Wright thing. I just think you need a little time out today.
Is that right?
Yeah. No big deal.
You will not enjoy a single spoon of mint chocolate chip ice cream in this studio if I don't have a court in front of me.
Oh, you're threatening?
That's a threat.
Your action wasn't to try to be nice. It was to threaten?
No, you got to go to the mattresses on that. Nothing nice. You will not successfully take spoon from court to mouth.
What are you going
to
do? Steal my ice cream?
I'm just putting it out there.
Are you going to throw my ice cream out?
It's well worth the $5.50 to get a second quart.
What are you going to do to my ice cream? Now I just want to find out.
I don't know yet, Evan. I'm not quite sure. But I just know you're not eating it. That much I know.
Well, it's okay. I'll save it for tomorrow. No big deal.
I'm going to save it for tomorrow just to spite me.
I'm in a spiteful mood today.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I should be in a great mood. I'm very happy. I had a good night last night. I feel good. I had a good morning. I'm very happy today, Greg.
By the way, Evan's good night is watching the late Met game, big win against San Francisco, and then being so amped up that he couldn't fall asleep after the win that he watched highlights of the 2015 Mets. Then he went to bed.
That's right.
Your call's coming up, Bill, Jake, everybody. 877-337-6666. We have train tickets coming up at 4 o'clock as well, right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
They're discussing right now the Carton and Roberts M&M for the holidays. So I said yes, that we were in on that. Sorry. I spoke for you.
Would you eat the M&M?
You're more of the peanut M&M because, you know, it's a little larger than the regular M&M.
How many pounds do you weigh,
But I said, listen, we're in. Count us in.
How many pounds do you weigh?
Huh?
How many pounds do you weigh?
209.
No, you don't.
I do.
You weigh 223.
No, I don't.
No, actually, no.
I'm telling you.
Spoke to your son.
I stepped on the scale this morning. I was 209 naked.
223. I'm at 171.
That's a lot, Biggs.
That's a lot?
You're 5'3". That's
a
lot.
I'm 5'9".
Yeah.
And how tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Okay, so you're larger than I am. Fatter, I should say.
No, I'm just a bigger guy.
No, but if you go 6'1".
Thick.
6'1", 223.
I'm not
223. 5'9", 171.
Hold on.
Who's more overweight?
There's no reason to exaggerate my weight.
You're an expert on the subject. Tell me what it is.
There's no reason to exaggerate my weight. I want to be 200. I'm unhappy being at 209.
No, I get
but I'm
that.
Rocking 209 right now.
No, but you're not. I already know. I trust. I have information.
I really am.
I know.
I weigh myself every morning now.
223.
I'm 209.
You don't have to lie about your weight. 223.
I know you're upset that I'm 209 because I'm inching towards you, but I'm getting
you're not catching me.
Anyway, Eminem Mars is very excited about doing a Carton and Roberts M&M this fall.
So does that mean our faces are on an M&M?
I'm sure, yeah.
Do you realize I still have the Joe and Evan M&Ms and I have not eaten them? And they're like a decade old sitting in my house.
We all did that for the Super Bowl when we broadcast, right?
No,
from M&M Zone.
Now, did you eat yours?
You're damn right I did. Every last one of them.
I just couldn't bring myself to eating Beningo's face or eating my face.
No,
I couldn't do it.
I didn't eat the Boomer M&Ms. I ate the carton M&M's.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
That's even weirder.
How could I not?
I can't eat my face.
I can't leave food around that I like eating.
Would you want to eat the Beningo and Roberts M&M's?
I would, but they're a decade old.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
I'm not sure what the shelf life is. If you remember, we bought the Reggie bar a year ago.
Yes, I do recall.
And, you know, it wasn't very good.
It was not a good moment for me.
It was very dusty.
Oh, God.
By the way, I'm being told that at 4 o'clock today, we will be on SNY, is that accurate, as we normally are?
Well, why wouldn't we be?
Yes.
When there's not a Met game, obviously in the middle of the day.
Tomorrow there's a Met game.
And I bring that up because I'm also being told, while I don't see any large boxes here with gift wrapping on them, or a cake, or pizza, or really anything acknowledging it, that today I don't even see a Marchand column on it, frankly, which means we've all done a lousy job promoting it. Today is the one-year anniversary of the Carton and Roberts simulcast on SNY.
I had no idea.
No balloons, no kazoos, no fanfare. But they are telling me that much like the Yoan Santana one-hitter.
No-hitter.
They're going to replay the milk bath video over and over and over and over again. So later tonight, I guess, before the Mets, after the Mets, 1 a.m, whenever it is, to celebrate the one-year anniversary of our simulcast, again with no presence or acknowledgement, they are going to replay me pouring milk on your
which
head.
Led to the New York Islanders closing down Nassau Coliseum with a Game That's 6 right. victory against the Tampa Bay
sure
Lightning.
Sure did.
So, I mean, it sure led did. To something very, very special. I also threw up that night at Nassau Coliseum.
Sure did.
That happened.
That's
Beer
right.
cans were thrown everywhere after the Islanders won. Sure
and
did.
And that's the last game you went to with your fat friend, too, right?
With my fat friend?
Yeah, didn't you bring your fat friend to the Islander game that night? Don't you have the fat friend?
He's such a bad guy.
You said, I saw the picture, right?
I never. He was on the cover of Newsday.
I thought you brought your fat friend with you to the game.
He's a larger individual, sure.
You told me.
I never described
him that way.
I'm
bringing my fat friend because Tommy don't want to go.
First of all, Tommy was never even on the list. No offense. This guy was my number one choice because he's a diehard Islander fan. And we ended up on the cover of Newsday.
Didn't you see my niece that game?
No.
You saw her at some game, though.
Your niece?
Yeah.
No, we went to a game at UBS Arena, but I never met her. Yeah, you were there.
I've never been there.
Bro, you're having trouble
with
that
memory. Have we been there? I thought you saw my niece.
No.
She went up to you.
No.
Randomly at the last Islander game at
the
Coliseum.
If she did, I forgot and I apologize.
Bad guy you are.
By the way, since SNY or WFAN didn't give us anything for anniversary, I have reconsidered.
Well, why would WFAN give us anything?
Yeah, I guess you're right. So just SNY.
SNY should be giving us.
I have decided.
Signed David Wright memorabilia.
I have decided that despite my anger with you, I will be purchasing you a mint chip.
Thank you.
From Trader Joe's.
To celebrate our one-year anniversary. Wouldn't it be great if the Mets or if SNY, I know they're not owned by the same people anymore, if they're like, listen, to celebrate your one-year anniversary, the reason David Wright was in San Francisco last night
was for what?
Is to take some pictures and autograph some balls so that we could give them to you guys for your one-year anniversary.
That would be nice.
Something.
That would be nice.
They got something laying around they could send us.
Yeah, not just an old video of milk being poured on my
and
head.
I don't want a Bobby Ojeda signed picture from back in the day.
No.
Or a Nelson Figueroa signed picture. Or a Chris Carlin signed picture.
Chris Carlin.
Or any other of your former host signed things that you left in a closet somewhere. But they are taking us to a suite, though.
That is cool. And it's a sexy game, Mets Astros.
But the problem with the suite also
what?
Is that we have to hang out with them.
Yeah.
Like, well, they weren't like, hey, guys, we're giving you our suite as a gesture of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
1 year anniversary celebration, whatever. They're like, why don't you join us
right.
in our suite?
But do you think they're actually.
I have really no interest in that.
But do you think they're actually going to show up? It could be one of those things.
Well, last time they went on vacation, no.
Right. And this is a weekday afternoon game in June. Like, I think there's a really good chance we're the only ones in that suite anyway.
Well, Steve Gelbs will be there.
Will he?
They always send him to say
I love Gelbs.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
I like seeing Gelbs.
Never met him, but he seems like a
you
nice
met
guy.
Him last time.
I did?
Yes.
Okay, so I met him. He's a nice guy.
At least I had a conversation with him, unless you blew him off.
I would not do that. I think he's very good at what he does. He seems like a likable guy, unlike Josh Donaldson, who I've been told, as you have, by truly amazing. Evan and I had a conference call earlier today. I'm not going to tell you with who, but a very well-connected person in the baseball world. Is that a fair representation of who the call was with?
Yeah.
And this person said to us, guys, I've been around a decent amount of time. Lots of teams I'm affiliated with, this and that. This is the most unlikable guy in baseball. Like, quietly.
Right. Teammates. Like, not just opponents. We've always heard about opponents, but even teammates have grown very sick of him.
And I'm not sure if that's because a lot of people today have gotten, like, soft. And Josh Donaldson would have been beloved in the 1970s in a locker room because maybe men were different. Or athletes were different, I don't know. But I've not had a single person come and tell me, not that I'm the end-all, I'm certainly not, that he's just misunderstood. What a great guy.
No, he's universally hated around baseball.
Which is why I want to sit with him and talk to him.
No,
I'm dying to.
And none of that matters unless Yankee players start to hate him. And that's why it was interesting when Aaron Judge last night, with the longest pause I've seen, and the Yankees are known for pausing, when he was asked about Donaldson, Judge gave a very long pause before he essentially reprimanded him.
Yeah.
Now, he also made it seem like, hey, we move on.
He said, we got to move on.
We're good. Yeah. But he didn't go out and just defend him or defuse it or just say, I'm not going to talk about it. He criticized
him. Here's the question. If Josh Donaldson got beaned, do the Yankees come out?
Yeah.
Out of principle or because they're protecting their teammate?
They're protecting their teammate.
Regardless of the fact that, to be fair, there's no evidence at all that this Yankee team doesn't adore the guy. Or dislike, and we just don't know.
No, the only evidence we have is that, and this, it doesn't matter what my opinion or your opinion or anyone listening is about the whole Jackie, Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson thing. It doesn't matter. And I said this to you yesterday. Here's what matters. What do the Yankees think? That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if you're a Yankee fan, you care about winning. And you don't want to hear about this fracturing the locker room. Now, I'm not saying it's going to, but Aaron Judge last night came out and essentially said, yeah, I had a problem with it. He shouldn't say that. So for anyone who says, this is something out of nothing, here's the proof that you're wrong. Aaron Judge, the best player for the New York Yankees, and he wasn't saying it to just make the media happy. He wasn't saying it because he's afraid. He wasn't saying it because he's woke. He was saying it because it pissed him off. That's why he was saying it.
Yeah.
I don't think Aaron Judge has any reason to give any opinion other than how he feels. And that's why he came out and said, you shouldn't say that.
I agree with you. Because, even if, prior to them losing or even losing three in a row, like, guys don't want to mess up a good thing. And they've all been a part, whether it's this team or other teams or at some point of their career, with distractions that are negative. That's all this is, really. So let's not mess things up. Things are good.
This is why.
Let's keep going.
This is why, after listening to what Aaron Judge said last night, I think it's very important that Josh Donaldson drop his appeal and serve his one-game suspension.
He's got
and
COVID anyway. Just say, I'm good. Let's go.
Let it go away. Yes, you apologize, but if there were teammates who were even a little bit bothered, just drop it, serve your suspension. It's not a big deal, and we can all move on.
Which is why, like I said yesterday, they just should have served it yesterday.
I agree.
Be done with it. And now there's COVID protocols you have to follow. Great follow them starting today. But if you belabor it, it's not going to be good for anybody.
Drop it and move on.
Here's Mike in Levittown on the fan. Mike, what's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Doing good.
So we're looking to see if you can settle a debate between my daughter.
We are debate settlers, so bring it on. Let's see what we got.
Excellent. Here's Riley.
Hi.
Hi, Riley. How are you, doll?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How old are you?
11.
What grade are you in? Sixth grade. All right. Do you get good grades in school?
Kind of.
Well, we got to try a little bit harder, right?
She's modest. She's modest.
All right. What is your question? What's the debate you and your dad are having?
So me and my dad are trying to settle a debate whether cheerleading is a sport or not.
Is cheerleading a sport?
Yeah.
Well, I think it takes athletic ability to be a cheerleader. There are cheerleader competitions.
Oh, it's an easy answer. 100% yes.
How could anyone
consider horse racing a sport or golf a sport? No. In relation to what are sports, I would absolutely say cheerleading is more of a sport than those things. Horse racing?
Okay, but that's not the question, Evan.
No, it is because
are all independent things.
No. Excuse me.
Yeah.
They asked if it's a sport. Part of why I believe it is an easy answer is in relation to other things that everyone define as sports, which makes it a very easy answer. So you may not agree with my why I came to that conclusion, but that is the answer.
I don't think it's a sport, but I think it takes a great amount of athletic ability to do it. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to us, yeah.
So what side are you guys on in the house?
Yes. And I have my tryout today, actually.
Oh. And now, are there positions you try out for, or is it just, hey, I'm trying out to be a cheerleader?
There's, positions and, levels.
Oh. Maybe.
See, it is a sport. This proves it.
So, in other words, can you be, a B-team cheerleader or an A-team cheerleader?
Not really.
So, is it more like you're, the girl that they throw up in the air versus you're the girl that catches the girl they throw up in the air?
Yeah.
Got it. Got it. I think I'd rather be the girl that catches the girl, because if I mess up, I don't get hurt. She does.
Well, we get a little nervous in the house because she's a flyer, so she does get thrown off.
Oh, my Lord. I couldn't handle that as a parent.
I know. I'd be freaking out, man.
That would scare the bejesus out of me if my daughter was wanting me thrown up in the air, you know?
It's tough, but she's good, so.
Well, listen, Riley, no matter what anyone else tells you, if that's what you like to do, you put your heart and soul into it, and you be the best damn cheerleader you can be, okay?
So is it a sport that she convinced you otherwise?
Listen, there's competitive cheerleading. I don't know if you call that a sport or you call that competitive cheerleading, but I think it takes great high hand-eye coordination and skill to be really good at it. Yeah. I don't have that skill. You don't.
No, I clearly don't. I don't.
Well, hey, listen, let us know next week if you made the team, okay?
Okay.
And good luck to you.
Get it done.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. That's a tough question.
It's not, though.
Like,
it's an easy question.
It has, like, aspects of it
but when you
that
judge,
I think you could say is sports related.
But when you judge a sport and what it is, you have to look at other things that are considered sports.
I don't think you have to.
Why?
I disagree with that fundamentally.
But don't you think most people consider horse racing a sport?
But I don't think that has anything, for me, whether I agree or disagree about horse racing doesn't mean I agree or disagree about cheerleading.
Say that one more time.
Like, if horse racing for many people is considered a sport,
right.
I don't think it is, but many, the society at large does. So we lose that argument, right?
Right, right.
So whether horse racing is or isn't has no impact on whether cheerleading is.
To me, it does, because you're looking at other things that are widely considered sports. And that's not a knock on horse racing or NASCAR or golf, but.
See, I don't know what is a sport about horse racing. I never have.
What's a sport about NASCAR?
I don't think that's a sport either.
Is golf a sport? Uh-oh. Be careful with this.
To me, is a learned skill.
Okay.
Now, all those things, horse racing, auto racing, and golf, do have the commonality of competition and winners versus losers. So I respect that part of it. But I guess the question is, and I don't want to go down this road.
Is figure skating a sport?
Well, how are we defining sport?
No, that's a great, what's...
Right?
It matters what the definition of is.
Right. Yeah, that's your Clinton. I got you. I got you.
I did not have relations with that woman, Mr. Lewinsky. I didn't even know her.
If you want to call it a sport, I don't really care. Call it a sport.
If that's an easy out. They asked you your opinion. And
yeah, I gave an answer.
Yes, you're saying no.
I would not call it a sport, but I respectful
but,
of.
But don't you know it goes down this tricky hole of, well, if that's a sport, is
right.
this
like
a sport?
Like bowling. Is bowling a sport?
Right. So maybe...
Well, if I can do it holding a beer in my hand, it's kind of a learned skill, not a sport.
But to your point, maybe horse racing isn't the best example to give, so I take that back. What I would move towards is figure skating, one of the more popular sports in the Olympics. It's in the Olympics.
It's a sport then, right?
And cheerleading isn't?
I don't think it's in the Olympics.
The Olympics, though. Isn't it the same, if very similar in ways?
No.
Right, because cheerleading's more of a sport than figure skating.
I don't believe that it is.
How?
I don't know.
Wait, so your answer is, I don't know.
I really gave an opinion.
I don't really know. I just
like, to me, the one we can all agree on is that horse racing is not a sport. Because they're sitting on top of a horse. The horse is doing all the work. They're just sitting there.
Oh, you know, Rich Strike had the greatest ride of all time. Without jockeys, that horse never... Okay, fine. Yeah, great. He drove a horse.
Right.
Doesn't make him an athlete.
I'm with you on this one.
Like, jockeys aren't athletes. Let's not pretend they are.
Right.
They're little people that sit on horses.
Are NASCAR drivers athletes?
Regular-sized people can't sit on the horse.
Are NASCAR drivers athletes?
No, they're not.
There's a lot of sweating.
I know, but they're not athletes. Doesn't make them an athlete.
Okay.
No, a cheerleader is far more of an athlete than a car driver.
No, I agree, but that's why when that question is asked about is this a sport or not a sport, naturally you think of other things and what they're considering.
Like, how are we defining sport? I don't know.
That's the problem. What's the true... Is a sport simply an athletic activity in which there's a winner or a loser? If that's the case, then cheerleading's a sport. It's an athletic activity where there's a winner or a loser, right?
Listen,
there's competitions, no?
I think we'd probably lose our argument if we said no to any of them. You know, if you went... down to the letter of the law of what a sport is. Yeah,
that's why bowling's a sport, right?
Athletic activity.
There's a winner or a loser.
I guess. Can you wager on it? I guess it's a sport.
But you said something about bowling earlier. I want you to repeat it.
Yes.
It's not a sport if you can. What was it again?
Oh, hold a beer while I'm doing it.
Oh, while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Damn it! I had a point to counter that, and it's gone now.
Yes.
I was thinking of golf.
We but call that a win. We
you can't necessarily hold the beer while you're swinging.
I'd love to see somebody try.
Tiger could do it back in the day.
No, John Daly could
do it. Well, John Daly, yes.
Yes, but he's the unicorn, I think, in that. Here's John and Tom's River. Johnny, what's on your mind, Cookie?
Hey, guys. How you doing, Craig and Evan? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So I'm here with my son, Connor.
Yeah.
We just wanted to give you a call. We met you a couple of weeks ago at the opening of the Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah, in Tom's River, sure.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember meeting us. You met a lot of people that day.
No worries. But, it was a privilege to be at that amazing playground, not just for, you know, kids and adults who have certain physical, you know, disabilities, but, you know, able-bodied kids as well. Just an amazing facility.
Awesome day. Very moving day.
Yeah,
very,
no doubt.
Very moving.
Yeah.
But I have my son here. He's 11 years old. He just want to talk to you real quick.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Hey, Craig.
Hi, Connor. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. How's things going with you? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah? How you feeling these days? Okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah? Have you been back to the Field of Dreams since I met you?
No,
you got to get back there. No?
Yeah, we got to get back there soon.
All right. Did you have a question for me today?
Yeah, I have multiple questions.
Go ahead.
First of all, do you remember me?
That's a tough one right there. If I saw you, I'm sure I would remember you and your dad, but on the top of my head, I don't. I'm not going to lie to you.
And my dad was a short, bald guy.
Well, in that case, how could I forget you? Of course.
That makes it easy.
My dad's a short, fat, bald guy. What?
Not fat.
You added the fat, Craig. There was no fat.
You're funny. All right. Yeah, now I got you guys. Go ahead. What's the question you have?
I just wanted to thank you for coming down to the complex.
Well, it was really, I want to thank you because that was one of the great privileges of my life. I told Evan all about it when I came back. What is built down in Tom's River, in my opinion, should be replicated in cities all across America. And it's a real testament to families like yours and the entire community for rallying together to build that place. And I hope I get to come down every year and see you guys and the rest of Tom's River that supported the building of the Field of Dreams. So thank you for allowing me to be there.
You're welcome.
All right. And let's stay in touch, okay?
Okay. And when I was on the baseball field, you asked me if I was a good baseball player.
I did. That's right.
I recently just hit my first home run out of the park.
You did?
Nice.
I totally remember you. Yes, I 100% remember you. So you awesome. Hit a legitimate awesome. Out of the park home run, huh?
Yeah.
10 feet.
Nice. Now, did you flip the bat or did you just run around the bases like you'd done it before?
Well, it was my friend on the mound, so I didn't want to give him any disrespect. So I just shot it on the base pass.
See that? His friend was on the mound, didn't want to show his buddy up.
I figured you show more disrespect because your friend's on the mound.
Now, Con, you can't come to this, but we're going to be coming back to Tom's River to do a big comedy event. I guess there's an arena down there that I'm talking to the guys about. So we'll be back again, and maybe we can meet you before the show again, okay?
Robert Wood Johnson?
Yeah, it's like a 3,000-seat arena, yeah?
Yeah, it's the arena, yeah, right by the attached to Tom's River North High School.
Yep, yeah, I've never been there, but they were telling me about it. So we're going to come back down hopefully this fall and bring a comedy show to raise a whole bunch of money to help the Field of Dreams out, okay?
Awesome, man.
All right, guys. You got have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much for checking in. Appreciate it. Yeah, you got to go down to Tom's River to see this place. It is one of the most amazing facilities, outdoor, obviously. It's a playground that I've ever seen. It's just amazing. Really, really amazing. So thank you for allowing me to be a part of that. 877-337-6666.
Your father's a short, fat, bald man.
Oh, I thought that's what he said.
He did say fat.
I thought he was talking about me then. I immediately...
good pivot there, pal.
I immediately go to fat. All right. We got to take a quick break. We will. I know. SNY is very excited about having us on the... They're air for a full year, despite the fact that, you know, they preempt us a lot for programming that's not nearly as good as ours. And they don't come to any of our live remotes, including this Friday. We are very much thrilled about the partnership. Oh, we just can't get enough.
Love us some SNY.
All right, we got more coming up right after this.